Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and joining us, as usual, is the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Fotella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you, Scott. Doing good. Nice to hear your cheery voice.
Thank you. I was just thinking, like last week we talked about numerology, and it was quite amazing everything that Lance shared. If you haven't heard it, please make sure you go back and listen to that episode. It was pretty outstanding. It's podcast number 233, which is an 8. 233 equals 8, and it was absolutely spectacular.
Stellar.
And, of course, this is podcast number 234, which is a 9. And actually, it's rather a sad day for where I live, which happens to be very close to Vancouver, British Columbia, BC, because they lost the Stanley Cup Finals and, as a result, had a massive riot. There was over 100,000 people downtown, close to 20,000 people in the arena, and then outside another couple hundred thousand people who were watching it on massive big screen. Like, they shut down whole blocks and blocks, and they had, you know, all these people out on the streets watching the game. And then afterwards, unfortunately, we had some really bad riots, gave us a bit of a black eye, and we lost four.
Did you hear the commentators on the television? They were saying, "I just don't understand. We had seven games. This is the seventh game. The previous six games, everything went fine. People behaved normally. People were just, you know, okay, we won some. We were elated and went home. We lost some. We were depressed and went home. But this one, they didn't go home. This one, they just went nuts."
Yeah.
Looney Tunes. And why? And I look at the calendar and say, well, check the date. It was the full moon.
Oh, full moon.
Yeah.
There you go.
And on the full moon, people's inhibitions are off. You know,
yeah.
Stuff
there
happens.
You become lunatics.
That's the word. That's where we got that name.
Well, so that explains it. We need to tell the NHL not to schedule the last game on a full moon.
Absolutely. This is where the big business or whatever, the mainstream, ignores the subtle energies. They are so ready to just simply dismiss the vibrational effects. They are so ready to say, oh, numerology, come on. Or astrology, oh, give me a break. You know?
Yeah.
And yet, you ignore it at your own peril. And I mean, this is a classic example of that sort of thing where you could have predicted it. You could have guessed that, oh, you know, could we put it off by a day?
Yeah, and made a difference.
Oh, huge. I would bet my underpants on the fact that this riot wouldn't have happened.
Well, and the next day there were people that had gone downtown or stayed downtown who were writing loving messages on the boards that people had put up to cover the smashed windows of the stores.
Right, we're sorry now.
Yeah, or they weren't the ones that did it, and they just wanted to say. But regardless, it was a totally different thing going on when the full moon was gone.
Well, you know what I'm thinking, the party itself, you know, just got out of hand.
Yeah,
we have had too many young men with alcohol on the street before. You know, it's not, I mean, this is fine, you know. I mean, testosterone in combination with the inhibiting influence of alcohol will cloud people's judgment. But when you add the full moon to it, it'll take it to a whole new level.
Right. So that kind of explains what happened.
Yes. So, you know, just to give you another example of that, you know, this was moon void, of course, and moon wobble.
What's moon void, of course? Of course the moon was void. Is that what it...
No. I don't know. I don't want to... I don't want to just throw it like that. Maybe we should just simply read it off of somebody's website. There's a particular version of it called Moon Wobble, which is a specific incidence of this. And I've been following this website by a woman called Signe Quinn Toff. What a lovely name.
I'm sure her parents didn't give her that one.
Perhaps not. I mean, last name Quinn, Steve McQueen. No, never mind. It, on her website, it says, moon wobbles were discovered when the gifted mathematician astrologer Carl Payne Tobey revealed that disasters occur in cycles that correspond to the nodes of the moon with the orbiting sun. So, here's the science. The ascending point of intersection is called the north lunar node, and the descending point is called south lunar node, and mathematically these two points of intersection in the same plane are always directly opposite one another. And so when the lunar node is, for instance, in Taurus, the opposite, the south, would be in Scorpio. And as the Earth rotates from west to east, the two orbits intersect with the lunar nodes, moving in this retrograde motion, always going from the north lunar node, from Taurus into Aries, Aries to Pisces, and so on. And it takes about 19 years for the lunar nodes to completely circumnavigate the zodiac and for the moon wobble to be returning back to the same spot. Now, here's an interesting bit. 19 years is the period it takes for the tides tables to repeat themselves. You can see this, you know, tides on the planet are completely controlled or caused by the interaction of sun, moon, and the earth. And you can see, you know, greater tide, lesser tide, you know, these things move in a particular rhythm. This rhythm is completely dependent on the positions of these three celestial bodies, and then it takes 19 years for the table to start repeating itself.
Huh.
And interestingly enough, there are all kinds of human behaviors are affected by it. Market behaviors, you know, like there are many things that are repeating cycles in 19 years. If you get into study of market behaviors, like prices of commodities or stocks or stuff like that, you will see all sorts of things being repeating themselves on that.
And one of the experts in void, of course, is Dr. Loretta Stanley, and she said, if you believe things happen for a reason, then don't freak out when things do happen for a reason.
Yes.
We have this. So what happens when the moon is in this void of course?
Well, void of course is sort of like a helium balloon with the string cut. It's just like you're in a limbo where normal rules don't seem to kind of work. I don't know. Maybe you could read what she says there. It's better if we get it from the authorities. Do you have it there? You see, the moon wobble that I'm talking about is a special time, or it's a single, there are many moon void of course in a year. There are only four moon wobbles in a year. So the moon wobbles are a sort of like a double up or heightened situation of the moon void of course.
Okay, so one of the ways that you can look at what the moon void of course, so void means nothing, and of course means on a course through the space, not a,
right.
You know, not like it's sunny out, of course.
No, not like that.
So we could look at it this way. You know,
sort of guidance is missing, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting because a friend of mine just moved, and I'll tell you, that was just a really chaotic experience. And
on Wednesday?
All, Yeah, it was on Wednesday. Everything is happening on this Wednesday when there was a void, of course, moon. So you know how you feel when you move from one house residence to another house? There's a lot of packing, moving about, just general chaos, keeping track of all your stuff in trucks as it's being shuffled from one place to another. Well, the energy of a planet preparing to move feels the same chaotic way. The energy is shifting, it feels off balance and cranky, to say the least, which actually is kind of funny because I was telling you about this move and how I'd said
it was traumatic in a way, right?
And she was cranky.
Yes. It was not a good day to try and move, I tell you.
No, so we got out of there as soon as we could because I just leave her to her stuff to put away. So this is not the time to sign something new or to make a new plan while you're in the midst of change. If you notice, she's got a number of calendars, and those are the times when the moon is out of the void and the planet is settling into the next side. So
right. So that's the moon void, of course. And those are, like, there are many of them. You know, like, that happens.
And what's really interesting is when I look at the one that happened in June on Wednesday, June 15th, it started at 8:30.
Right after the game ended.
Right after the game ended. And then, of course, we had this riots that went on for 3 or 4 hours. And, of course, that's when the riots ended, was about the time that the wobble ended.
That's right. So here's some important moon wobble tips. Try not to make a residential move during moon wobble because it's more stressful to move at that time. Wow.
Yeah, I learned,
you should have asked
that. Yeah, I learned that one the hard way on Wednesday.
Don't go apartment or house hunting during moon wobble because the reality of how something really is not apparent during moon wobble. Never get married during moon wobble because the marriage date sets the tone of your life together.
It'll be totally chaotic.
Or you know, sign any important business contracts. Right? Like, if you, for instance, formed a business on that Wednesday, what date was it, June 15?
Yeah.
Not so good.
And also, it's dangerous for travel, and unexpected adventures can happen. That's the plus side, but you were mentioning to me before we went on the air that about plane crashes.
Oh, gosh. Not just little plane crashes, like the space shuttle disaster in 86 was on a moon wobble. That was not a small thing. I mean, all the engineers, the best engineers of the world, would have tried to prevent that. And poof. Yes, anyway, plane crashes and other travel disasters are more likely to occur on these sort of things. And there are some terrorist events like the September 11th, the Oklahoma City bombing, the USS Cole attack. Those are all moon wobble events. I mean, it makes you starting to wonder, right? Like, how is it possible that these wonky, big, ugly things that resonate in our consciousness for a long time are happening? Well, they are. It's the timing. It's the rhythm. It's the downbeat.
Good point.
So, Yes, my wonderful friends, if you're listening and you're finding yourself offended by even our suggestion that astrology should be something you should pay attention to, please, just don't pay attention to it. You're welcome. However, you may find yourself walking out into a rainstorm without an umbrella, that's all. Or you may find yourself on an airplane that's just not going to make it. Or yes, you know, like, it's not the end of it. You know, like, we know that in the United States, 4 airplanes didn't make it on September 11th. But there were thousands of other flights that did make it. So if you are protected by your faith, then by all means, don't worry about it. But if you feel like improving your odds is a useful strategy, check their moon void, of course, and especially the moon wobble tables in the same way as you would perhaps consider the numerology And now, like, you know, for you, Scott, as Lance described in the last podcast, the period between the June 19 and June 29 is the time of year, is the time for the next 9 years, which is the most auspicious for launching new business ventures.
Say that, those dates again.
Starting on June 19, ending about June 29.
So, here's what's happening. It's so weird that you say that, because on the 19th of June, I'm going to be traveling across British Columbia with a friend of mine, and we're going to be spending that week working on videos and training and that promotional stuff for a venture that we're really in, just in the beginning stages of really wanting to launch. We've been working with about 15 to 20 people for the last 3 or 4 months. They've been having just wonderful results, and we're getting ready to, and so now it's like we're getting serious about, okay, well, let's get everything together so that we've got it all in a way that we can bring people through a really good process for their investments.
Yeah. Right. And if you were a fighter pilot, I would say it is the time to put the afterburners on.
Yeah. So that's exactly what we're going to be doing for that week. The end part of that period of time that you're talking about, you and I are going to be together, and we're going to be working on a educational website that we think is well overdue for everybody. So there's two things that I'm going to be working pretty much nonstop and only on in that 10-day period.
Right, and this should set the course for the next 10 years for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like that's the case, because other things that I've been doing are starting to fall off to the side, or I'm thinking, I don't really want to do those things.
Yes.
These are two things that I really want to do.
Well, there you go. This is probably just as auspicious as it can be.
And there's no void, of course, in that period of time, I don't think.
Oh, no, there will be, but you just don't do the right or wrong thing at that. You know, like, we will have 27th, which is the Monday from 9 in the morning to, you know, like, all of Monday is essentially is a useless day, right?
And you told me that Monday is a really bad day for you in terms of having to work on this sort of stuff, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I said, okay, I guess I can just sort of do the technical stuff, and we can do the stuff we want to do another time.
Right.
And
the other one for you, then, when you're traveling, then I'll just tell it on the air, is the evening of the 21st and the afternoon of the 24th. So on Friday afternoon, you should just go drinking.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is you want to do.
Hang out, right.
Yeah, I know. I would not expect you to go drinking. But, you know, just take it easy.
Right. And on June 18th, for example, no problem, because it's 1 in the morning when it starts and 4, almost 5 o'clock when it ends. So that's...
You will still be asleep.
I'll be sound asleep.
It'll be over before you get up.
I may get woken up by the wobble.
Hardly. But anyway, so that's the sort of thing that we could point out, right? Like, okay, 6 games, everything went okay. The 7th game got hit exactly on a full moon, exactly on the wobble, exactly on the void, of course. Boom.
Yeah. Coincidence? Well.
Causation is a better word. Did it cause it? Well. Yes, in that sense that it took it over the edge.
Right. And like I said earlier, you know, if you believe everything happens for a reason, you know, then don't be surprised if reasons start showing up.
Yeah. So I wonder if Signe Quintaff will be happy for us to have put her on the air, and maybe she'll get some business out of it. She does provide services, and she sells her cycles and wobbles and stuff like that. So, what the heck?
Yeah, it's a www.sign@ signe-astrology.com. So that's signe-astrology, astrology.com.
So thanks, Lav. I hope somebody tells you that they heard about it at Life Enthusiast.
That's right. That's right. Well, when you go there and you look at the site, you know, you can contact her and or get on her mailing list. And if you contact her, she's in Sedona. If there's her email address, just say, you know, I was at your site, Martin and Scott at Life Enthusiast Co-op. We're talking about you on their radio show, and we're saying wonderful things about the work that you're doing. So there.
Okay. Well, this should probably do it for today.
Great. Thanks for joining us, everybody. If you want to know more about the Life Enthusiast Co-op, head over to www.life-enthusiast.com.
Yes. Call us, 1-866-543-3388, and tell us if we are full of hot air or if we're helping. Thanks for listening. We're trying to restore vitality to you and to the planet.
And the moon.
Oh, yes. The planet. Oh, the moon. Yeah, that's not a planet.
We're inclusive in this show, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. See you next time. Bye.